the 6th of May 2023. My name is Perry and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1748. Our topic today is the Mandela Catalog web series review. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast, where we will be reviewing the recently released web series titled The Mandela Catalog. The Mandela Catalog is a gripping and thought-provoking series that explores the complexities of human emotions and relationships in the context of the South African apartheid and post-apartheid era.
The series revolves around two individuals, Thabo and Zanele, who come from vastly different backgrounds but are brought together by their mutual love for music. Thabo is a young and talented musician who is trying to make a name for himself in the highly competitive music industry, while Zanele is a journalist who is determined to uncover the truth about the atrocities committed during the apartheid era.
The series takes us on a journey through their lives as they navigate through their personal and professional challenges. Thabo's struggle to maintain his artistic integrity in the face of commercialization is a constant theme throughout the series. On the other hand, Zanele's relentless pursuit of truth and justice leads her to uncover disturbing truths about her own family's involvement in the apartheid regime.
One of the most striking aspects of this series is the way it tackles sensitive issues like race, class, and gender with nuance and sensitivity. The show explores how these issues intersect and affect the lives of the characters in profound ways. Through Thabo's character, we see the struggle of a young black man trying to make it in a predominantly white industry while staying true to his roots. Zanele's character, on the other hand, highlights the challenges faced by a black woman in a male-dominated industry like journalism.
The series also delves into the complex nature of relationships and how they are shaped by historical and societal factors. Thabo's relationship with his girlfriend, Noma, is a prime example of this. We see how their different socioeconomic backgrounds and cultural values create tension in their relationship. Similarly, Zanele's complicated relationship with her father, who was a police officer during apartheid, highlights the impact of historical events on family dynamics. The acting in the series is exceptional, especially from the two lead actors, Sello Mokka-Ncube and Masasa Embangeni. They effortlessly convey the internal struggles of their characters and bring them to life in a way that is both relatable and engaging. The supporting cast is also strong and adds depth to the series, with standout performances from Zenzo Njikobi and Mandela Gaduka.
The series is beautifully shot and features stunning visuals of South Africa's landscapes and cityscapes. The music is also a highlight of the series, with a range of genres featured throughout, from jazz to hip-hop, adding to the atmospheric and emotional tone of the show.
Overall, The Mandela Catalog is a must-watch series for anyone interested in exploring the complexities of human relationships and history. It offers a nuanced and thought-provoking perspective on the impact of apartheid on individuals and families, and the role of music in shaping cultural identity and resistance. The show is a testament to the power of storytelling and its ability to both entertain and educate. Episode 1748 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Perry Bowman. Adios.